can take.
What are you talking about?
Look around you, Tiff. This is nuts. And I have a very high tolerance for nuts. If this is what it takes to be human, then I would rather take my chances as a supernaturally possessed doll. It's less complicated.
You can't be serious.
As a heart attack. Think about it. What's so great about being human anyway? You get sick. You get old. You can't get it up anymore. I'm not looking forward to that.
I want to be Jennifer Tilly. I want to be a star.
And I don't want to be your chauffeur. As a doll, I'm fucking infamous. I'm one of the most notorious slashers in history. And I don't want to give that up. I am Chucky, the killer doll. And I dig it.
Hello, and welcome to this week's minisode of Tombs of Horror. I'm your host, Dustin. I know usually I get the minisode out on Wednesdays because I drop the full episodes on Mondays, but sometimes my schedule doesn't allow for it. I try to get the episodes out every week as soon as I can. Like I said, there will be a full episode pretty much every Monday, but sometimes, you know, the schedule doesn't work and I can't get the minisode out till later. So yeah, my apologies for this minisode being late. But anyway, today I'm going to talk about everybody's favorite killer doll, Chucky. Everyone, especially the hardcore fans, of which there are legions, know the Child's Play franchise and its star, again, Chucky the Killer Doll. In total, there has been 8 movies, 7 canon, 1 reboot, and 1 reboot, spanning 31 years, and there's actually been a TV series made for the Sci-Fi Channel. Don't know when that's coming out, but I know that they are working on it. While the movies have varied in quality over the years, there's no argument in any corner of horror fandom that the original film is one of the most iconic movies of the 80s. So in this episode, I'm going to talk about a few things that the more casual horror fans, or even maybe some of the more hardcore fans, might not know about everyone's favorite homicidal doll. So let's get into it. Fact number one. Don Mancini, the creator of Chucky, was inspired by the Cabbage Patch Doll Kids. Or kid dolls, yeah, whatever. You know what I fucking mean. There are a lot of horror movies these days about killer dolls, and let's be honest, most of them are shit. That's the sad truth. But after seeing how popular the Cabbage Patch Doll toys were, and how the marketing schemes for them made people go crazy, Mancini decided to make a darker version of them. He was also inspired by the old Twilight Zone episode Living Doll, which featured an evil doll called Talkie Tina. A side note, growing up, I had a friend who owned both a Chucky replica doll and a My Buddy doll in his room. If you don't remember those, My Buddy was basically a more Chucky-looking Cabbage Patch doll, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. But every time I would spend the night there, both dolls would scare the living shit out of me. I'd always think that they were going to come alive. I'm not even fucking kidding. But anyway, fact number two. Andy and Chucky were supposed to be blood brothers. In the original script, Child's Play was originally called Batteries Not Included, but then changed to Blood Buddy. The first script had a plotline where the dolls had realistic flesh that could rip and bleed just like a real person's. The original idea was to have Andy accidentally cut his thumb and then have his blood mixed with Chucky's, causing the doll to come to life and attack those that Andy didn't like. To be honest, and I might be alone in this, I think that sounds a little bit cooler than how the first film actually turned out. But, I mean, I'm not talking shit about that, because as I said, it's a classic, And it's iconic, so who am I to say that? Fact number three. Mancini never liked the voodoo aspects. The whole voodoo aspect and Charles Lee Ray using voodoo to transfer his soul into the doll to become Chucky, and then again trying to use it to transfer his soul, using it, meaning the voodoo, using it, again trying to use it to transfer his soul out of it through the course of seven movies, was never really a big hit with Mancini, and he never wanted to use it, but he did agree to it. However, writer John LaFia has also gone on record as saying it wasn't his idea either, and that he had originally wanted to have a death row inmate transfer his soul into a good guy doll as he was being executed. So I guess no one wants to admit to the whole voodoo idea, but it stuck and become a part of horror history. Fact number four. A Chucky theme song? Yes, you heard me. Chucky was supposed to have a theme song. The music and lyrics were written, and it was supposed to play during the end credits, but cooler heads prevailed, and it was decided that that would just be too silly. However, that idea was stolen and used for the 2019 Child's Play reboot, and was sung by Mark Hamill as the end credits roll. Fact number five. In Bride of Chucky, Tiffany's bathtub death was supposed to be Maggie's in the original. In commentary for Bride of Chucky, Mancini says that Tiffany's death was originally supposed to go to Maggie, but they changed it to her getting hit in the face with a hammer and falling out a window to her death. And fact number six, the final fact, ads for Seed of Chucky had special disclaimers. And why is this, you may ask? In one scene, Chucky rams a Britney Spears lookalike off the road and causes his car to go off a cliff and explode as Chucky says, "Oops, I did it again." After hearing of this, Spears' management team was worried that Britney fans would think that the lookalike was actually her and that she actually appeared in the movie, so they required each ad for the movie to have a disclaimer that read, "Britney Spears does not appear in this movie." And that wraps it up for this minisode. As always, if there's a movie you want me to watch or talk about, or just want to drop a line and say hi, you can email me at darksyde9034@gmail.com. I'd usually say you can also contact me on Instagram, but I recently got a new phone and can't remember my fucking password for the band account, so that would be kind of pointless for me to give you that information until I can remember the fucking password. And speaking of the band, I have an electronic/rock band out. It's called Rape by Wolves. And if you want to, if you don't already know about it and haven't heard me, you can check it out on, you can check Rape by Wolves out on Spotify or Amazon. And I believe I'm on Apple Music as well. You know, just type Raped by Wolves in the search and you will find me. Tune in next week when I will be talking about four quote-unquote hood horror movies. So, I'll see you then. I'm Dustin, and this has been Tombs of Horror.